Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
I have never seen the resumes of most folks on our team at Rocketship HQ. For many folks that I work with, I don't even know what degrees or diplomas they have. What I do know, and what I did know at the time of hiring them, is that they would be amazing at their work, even if they had no pedigree, so to speak. And yes, this is also true for folks in advanced or experienced roles, not just entry-level roles. And yet, we've had close to zero voluntary attrition in 4+ years. In fact, 2 folks who left voluntarily eventually came back to our team. Why is this? We hire 100% based on take-home assignments. This allows us to evaluate exactly how they will perform on what truly matters, which is their day-to-day work, and not based on vague credentials like college degrees or past employers. What I've seen is that diligence, ability to learn, and ability to get things done are far more important than even domain expertise. I've hired folks with little to no mobile experience over folks with significant mobile experience, and I'm incredibly happy and proud to see them learn and grow. And we get great work done while staying lifestyle first, asynchronous, and remote. All of which has gone on to show that credentials are a poor proxy for effectiveness. If you're focusing on credentials, you're missing massive opportunities. And today I want to talk about a very key part of our hiring process, which is the get to know you questionnaire. This is the linchpin of the entirety of our hiring process. This is a short questionnaire that allows us to see how candidates think in writing, so to speak. Why is this? Because resumes and cover letters, for that matter, are the equivalent of candidates putting on suits. They don't tell you how the candidate is going to do in your company, in your role. And you know, certainly you can understand how they are in person if you speak to them one-on-one, but it really doesn't tell you how they're going to perform on the job. A get to know you questionnaire allows you to see how they are in person and how they do in your company. Basically, this is a behavioral interview in writing, and it takes 15-20 minutes of a candidate's time, so it's very respectful of their time and yours, right? So, and what you also notice is that the best candidates immediately stand out. I've seen the delta between the best folks and the rest to be shockingly huge when you look at the Get to Know You questionnaire. Literally everyone we hired was an unambiguous yes from the get to know you questionnaire, and any subsequent interviews and assignments would basically validate our assumptions. So what are some of the questions we ask in the get to know you questionnaire? Well, we basically look for how they handle mistakes and conflicts and how clearly they communicate in writing. We look for detail and specificity. We frame questions so that they cannot hide behind hypotheticals. The two most important questions are some version of A, you made a huge mistake, what exactly do you do? And you get an unreasonable request, draft an email response to it. So you can certainly borrow and modify our approach even if you're not hiring for the exact roles that we have hired for. And you can see what exactly the candidates do and how they behave in these circumstances, where they've made a huge mistake or they've gotten an unreasonable request. without wasting a ton of your time and their time on one-on-one screening calls. I hope this is somewhat helpful in informing your hiring process for STAR remote teams. And if you want to use or borrow the exact questions we ask, check out the exact questionnaires that we've linked to in the show notes for a growth marketer, content marketer, and creative strategist. All the best.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.